In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
You're listening to Into Tomorrow for the weekend of June 29th, 2018. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
We're presenting highlights from CE Week in New York City with videos, by the way, of all of the radio interviews. So when we are talking about various products, maybe you're driving in the car or otherwise listening to the radio, then you can come to the website at your leisure, intotomorrow.com, and see the videos of all the products we're talking about. It was a fun time and three solid hours today of interviews from CE Week. A little tech news and commentary before we get to more of those many interviews.
There's new information on that fatal Uber accident. The safety driver behind the wheel of a self-driving Uber in Tempe, Arizona, that had killed a pedestrian, was streaming a television show on her phone until the time of the fatal crash. Mm-hmm. This is according to a police report that deemed that the March 18th incident was entirely avoidable. The report said police concluded that the crash, which has dealt Uber Technologies a major setback in its efforts to develop self-driving cars, would have been entirely avoidable if the driver had been paying attention. Police obtained records from Hulu, an online service for streaming TVs and movies, which showed that the driver's account was playing the TV talent show The Voice for about 42 minutes on the night of the crash, ending at 9:59 p.m., which, quote, coincides with the approximate time of the collision, the report said. Police have submitted their findings to local prosecutors who will make a determination on whether to file criminal charges.
We sort of knew and talked about it weeks ago when it happened that she was majorly distracted somehow. Yeah. We thought she was texting or something, because on the video, the dash cam video, looking back at the driver, she suddenly looks up and, whoop, too late.
Yeah. You know, and as a result of the crash, she potentially faces manslaughter charges.
Well, unfortunately, she should. There's a reason they call it a backup driver for safety. Uh-huh. You're not supposed to be reading the paper or doing something else. You're supposed to be paying attention, you know, letting the car do its thing, but ready to brake or grab the wheel at any moment. Well, she clearly was not. Right. So I hope by now she's at least been fired, let alone potentially criminally liable. Apple has closed a loophole that allowed law enforcement to crack open an iPhone, but says it has the greatest respect for law enforcement. Yeah, right. And it's just putting its customers first. Okay, I'll go with that. Not. This so-called fix comes in the form of a new feature called USB restricted mode, where an iPhone's lightning port, where the battery charger, headphones, and adapters are plug-in, will be disabled an hour after the iPhone is locked. After the hour mark, only the owner's passcode will be able to unlock the iPhone. In more Apple news, Apple plans to release higher-end AirPods next year, presumably with the same goofy extension sticks that hang down from your ears, but they say they will be water-resistant and offer some noise cancellation now. They're also expected to release a new HomePod and some over-the-ear headphones. And if you just can't wait, you can get the early version of Apple's iOS 12 and turn yourself into a cartoon. Yeah. There's plenty of animated emoji selfies, but then you won't be able to use Siri shortcuts until the final version of the software is available later this fall. But if you want to do an emoji selfie animated, go ahead and get iOS 12 early.
Yeah, but of course, as I've heard many other people say, if you want a final polished version of the OS without any bugs, wait until the fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what beta is. It's testing, so it's going to be full of bugs.
Of course. So if you're willing to take that chance because an animated emoji selfie is that important to you, hey, go for it, but you have been forewarned.
Yeah. When it comes to cutting-edge modern TV technologies, you've got quantum dots and you've got OLED. One promises mind-blowingly rich colors and the other mind-blowingly rich contrast ratios. Combining these two technologies would be a great step, and according to a recent report in a Korean tech site, that's exactly what Samsung is doing. Rumors started earlier this year, but the current report claims that Samsung is now working with Canon and Kativa to create a pilot line, which is manufacturing speak for a test run at mass production.
Interesting. Well, speaking of production, reminds me of shopping, which smartphones are now the first choice of 44% of online shoppers. 44% are using their smartphone devices to shop. A Nomogo survey has found those results. Among other findings, email remains an effective way to persuade consumers to return to abandoned shopping carts. So if you put stuff in a shopping cart and then you go off and do other things and you forget about it, now companies are emailing you to remind you, there's stuff in your cart. Don't you want it? So, and if it's the kind of thing like, oh my gosh, I forgot. Yes, of course I do. Great, as a reminder. If it's, no, I left for a reason, not interested, well, then just delete the email and move on with your life.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Well, we certainly, even though we're in New York this week bringing you CE Week, stay tuned all 3 hours. We don't want to forget that we're also in the midst of our Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. All you need to do is call in, participate on the show, either with the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps or the 800 number that we'll give you. Stay tuned. And you qualify for such things as from Mota. We've got some Jet Jets, world's smallest streaming drones. They sent us a few to give away.
From Cedar Electronics, you've got an Escort Max 360C, the first driver alert system for the connected car, valued at $700. Woo! And a Cobra Dual View HD Dash View system with eye radar, valued at $230.
And from HZO, their protected Motorola Bluetooth headphones, they sent five of those to share with lucky members of our audience.
From A10, a UH3230 USB-C multi-port dock with power charging, valued at $321.
Ooh, awesome. PhotoPro with their MS4C cell phone mini phone tripod with Bluetooth connection. They also sent us several PhotoPro art pods with pincer clamps. These are heavy-duty mini tripods with extra clamps and several other goodies from PhotoPro.
From Dynatrap, we've got a DT600 and a DT1050 mosquito traps and a Flylight indoor pesticide-free bug trap. Yeah.
Got it.
No more bugs.
From Helby, how about a Gobi 2? This is the first band with 100% automatic calorie intake tracking. They sent us a few of those at $200 value.
From New Hero, IQ Buds Boost, personalized and optimized earbud hearing experience, valued at $500.
You get the idea? All we need to do is hear from you, so no promises, no guarantees, but mention a few of those items that, if we can, we'll get them to you when you call this number anytime.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Think you're stuck with slow internet because of where you live? Think again. Do what we did and order HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet delivers the speed you need with the data you want and is available where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you too. Text RADIO to 35000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35000. HughesNet, high-speed internet available where you live or work.
Welcome back into tomorrow. We're bringing you highlights all 3 hours today from CE Week at the Jacob Javits Center in New York and continuing to do just that all of this hour as well. Don't forget, however, while we're still doing these interviews and though we're away, we're back in our Miami studios next week taking your calls, which you can call now and get on next week's show, perhaps, with a consumer tech question, some tech rage, whatever the case. And all you need to do is participate, because we're in the middle of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway with a plethora of goodies. You want to check them out? You can do that anytime at your leisure, too, at intotomorrow.com. Right up there at the top, we've got the big thing that says the summer giveaway. Check out all the cool prizes. And we're adding them even as we speak. More stuff continuing to come in. What number do they call?
800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686.
And we run across a very cool exhibit here at the Javits Center. And I love their slogan. It's, don't break up with your car, upgrade it. Which makes perfect sense, and especially if you're talking about electronics. So Ted Cardenas joins us from Pioneer. Ted, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Great, Dave. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And tell me what you're showing here at Pioneer. It's all about upgrading, right? Don't break up with your old car. No need. Although, let's face it, we'd all want a new car, but who has the money, right? So instead, let's just upgrade our electronics.
Exactly. I mean, you pretty much said it all. Here in the United States, the average age of the vehicle is about 11.4 years old. There's about 235 million registered vehicles on the road. That doesn't include motorcycles and commercial vehicles, trucks. The reality is that at 11 years old, those are vehicles, even a five-year-old car, most probably doesn't have navigation, doesn't have Bluetooth, and definitely doesn't have what we're really showcasing here, which is the latest smartphone technology, being Apple CarPlay and Android Auto.
First of all, congrats for doing both, because it seems like a lot of other manufacturers, certainly car manufacturers, but even other electronic aftermarket folks, pick one. You know, it's like they're only going to do whatever might be their favorite. You're smart enough at Pioneer to do both, because I'm an Android guy, but there's enough iPhoneies out there that they want Apple.
Without question. And you know, by all means, we've been very fortunate. You know, both are very strong partners of ours, both Apple and Google, developing Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. It's really been very fortunate for us. And we're showcasing, of course, both of those technologies have now been around for about 3-4 years. Our latest implementation is actually now wireless on both. So now you no longer have to plug in your device. You can leave your phone in your pocket, leave your phone in the bag, get in the vehicle, and wirelessly connect, actually via Wi-Fi connection, specifically designed to connect to Apple CarPlay, or if you're an Android user, Android Auto wirelessly.
So this isn't just wireless Bluetooth, which a lot of folks have, not so much the older vehicles, and people are saying, oh man, I still got to plug into my aux, and it works half the time only, or I don't even have that option, so they're listening just from their speakerphone or something right to their music, and that's no way to enjoy your entertainment. But you actually are using Wi-Fi to connect to the device in the vehicle.
Correct. You know, as I'm sure you've experienced, both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are pretty bandwidth heavy. The phone is doing most of the work. It's got the internet connection, it's got the storage, it's doing the processing power, it's drawing the screen itself. And so we do need a little bit more robust connection, and so Wi-Fi is perfect for that. So we make a handshake between the phone, either an iPhone or an Android phone, and the car radio. But then that handshake occurs over Bluetooth. But then we use Wi-Fi to really kind of open up that big data pipe and be able to communicate between the phone and the radio wirelessly. But the convenience side of it, definitely for the consumer, you know, and I personally have lived with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto for a number of years, but now not having to remember to take the phone out of my bag or my pocket is just so convenient.
Good point. So it's just in your pocket. It's just in the bag. It's just in the woman's purse, whatever the case.
Exactly.
And you don't have to sweat it because it's automatically connecting. Of course, Bluetooth might do the same thing, but then you've got range issues. Wi-Fi is just so much better for many reasons.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's really great about both is, you know, the average commute in the United States is about 30, 45 minutes.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. You know, I live in Los Angeles, so it's a little bit longer than that. But the phone actually will connect, but since we're not displaying anything on the phone, it's completely blank. It doesn't actually drain the battery very much. Of course, you can still plug in the phone and charge, or if you have a device that does inductive charging, you can still charge that way. But the significance of being able to leave it in your purse, connect, use Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, not even have to plug in because it's not draining your battery very much, is the ultimate convenience, at least for 2018.
Sure. And how difficult is it to upgrade? Because we talk about, again, don't break up with your car, just upgrade it. So is that
a fairly easy thing to do for most older vehicles, or are we really looking at a narrow opportunity here?
Well, it's difficult to quantify because every vehicle is a little bit different. But on average, we have the ability to replace the factory installed radio with an aftermarket radio and get that consumer the latest connectivity, be it Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, Bluetooth, satellite radio, HD radio, or even something as simple that's become much more public information is that rear camera. You know, all new vehicles now come with a rear camera. If you have an older vehicle, you might still want that kind of safety and convenience. We have the same ability to replace the factory radio, add on a rear camera, and now you've got a little safety aspect to your system as well.
And one of my friends just bought a 2017 model Dodge and loves the car, but it's got no electronics. It's got virtually nothing. Well, he bought it from a car rental place or something. Of course, they're going to go with bare bones, right? And the thing he wishes he had the most is the backup camera, because he was used to it with his other car. And, you know, if you start using those things, and they are advantages, they are great safety advantages as well. So this one of your models at least, if not all, includes a backup camera.
And anything that we have that has an LCD touchscreen is going to have a rear camera input. So you would be able to integrate either an aftermarket camera like Pioneer Supplies or sells. But even if your friend's 2017 vehicle had already come with a camera, we could most likely integrate with the factory camera as well.
Awesome. Now, of course, this would generally mean using a 12-volt professional. You would go to your nearby auto installer, that folks that do these aftermarket things, they know what they're doing. And unless you're a really good do-it-yourselfer, perhaps you want the pros to handle it. And they know what they're doing, and you're going to end up with a good job replacing. And that's what you're talking about, replacing the old radio and electronics with all these cool new things.
Correct. And certainly we do recommend professional installation. It's not required. There's a lot of vehicles and a lot of really handy people that can do their own. We have actually on our website, which is pioneerelectronics.com, we have a dealer locator. So you can plug in your the product that you're interested in, your zip code, and you'll find an authorized installer and retailer close to you. They can offer both the services, but even if you do want to do it yourself, probably some really good advice on how to get that job done as well.
Now let's talk about the connectivity with our smart homes, with either Android Auto and Apple CarPlay and all the rest. That's what's really unique for a lot of folks. On that long commute that you take in Los Angeles to get home, maybe you want to lower your thermostat in the summer and make it nice and cool when you get home. And you don't want it to be set just on a timer, because your going home might fluctuate time-wise. These are the kinds of things that Pioneer can help us with.
Yeah, it's really an exciting time. You know, I think we certainly have that opportunity with both Apple CarPlay because it has Siri. It's powered by Siri. So consumers that have Apple HomeKit devices, light bulbs, thermostats, garage door openers, even door locks, you have the ability to check the status and even do control. So if you left the door unlocked, you can lock it. If you left the garage door open, which almost all of us have done, you can ask the system, did I leave the garage door open, and close it.
So even if it's just a peace of mind thing, it's like, I'm sure I did lock it, but hey, exactly. Just check and confirm, right? Mm-hmm. This will allow us to do that.
Right. Did I leave the lights on? Did I lock the door? Did I close the garage door? And we have the same capability with Android Auto. You said you're an Android guy. You know, the really cool part and opportunity is, you probably know this, but Google actually sold those Google Home devices, about 8 million devices in the last quarter of 2017. We've all seen the video of the grandma trying to ask something. Well, we all got these devices as a gift, but what we now want to expand on is the fact that you truly can use that voice UI in your home to control lights, thermostats, door locks, garage door openers. But Google Assistant is now a part of Android Auto, meaning that you can take that same experience and put it in the car just the same. So again, that same peace of mind. Did I close the garage door? Did I lock the door? Is the heat still on? Is the air conditioning still on? Now you can ask your car through these systems for status to your smart devices, get a response, what is the status, and possibly control some of those devices as well.
So your smart speaker is now working with your smart car for all these smart devices. It makes us smarter.
Right. It's, you know, we like to say it's no longer just about the connected car or the connected home. It's just the connected world that we live in. And so everything now talks to one another for the convenience and really to really make a great experience for the end consumer.
Love it. Now, Ted, let's talk price. Suggested retail value on the models that will do the kinds of things, because, of course, I hear my audience in my head all the time, okay, great, but how much, Dave? Ask him. I'm asking you.
Sure. The great part is with both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, because we really have started this about 3-4 years ago. We now, with the wired connectivity, so you still have to plug in the phone, but we start that at about a $350 retail price point. And, of course, average installation on most vehicles is probably going to run about $150 to $200. That'll get you the wire harness, the dash kit part that will integrate it cosmetically into the vehicle,
and then a camera and
labor. Right, all of those things. And that, of course, may vary from vehicle to vehicle. And then we go all the way up to about a $1,300 price point. Now, that is our flagship piece that we just introduced, but that gives you the wireless connectivity for both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. That gives you Miracast for if you've got an older phone and you want to wirelessly connect to that. Embedded navigation, a capacitive 7-inch touchscreen. Just basically, it's the everything but the kitchen sink radio. But it really is the ultimate experience for 2018.
And you may not be able to have it cook breakfast for you, but you can order it, right?
You certainly could. You can make a restaurant reservation with both Google Assistant or Siri.
Oh, good one. I like that. Great opportunity. Ted, you're a delight to chat with and pioneer. Keep up the good work. Always at the forefront, I think, over the years. We've been doing this show for 23 years, and we seem to talk a lot about Pioneer. You're always there doing the cool stuff, so don't stop.
Well, we appreciate the coverage, and we certainly appreciate the help.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Into Tomorrow continues, and don't forget we've got video of all the radio interviews, so you can come to intotomorrow.com, check out the videos from CE Week, all the cool products that we're talking about on the radio, we're showing you on video, again at intotomorrow.com, and call in anytime 24/7, be part of the big summer giveaway.
Call 800-899-INTO, that's 800-899-4686.
Thanks for joining us. We're at CE Week at the Javits Center, talking to some really cool exhibitors with some really cool products, and this next one is no exception by all means. Everybody's heard of the Ring doorbell. Well, there's a whole lot more to that end of the market than just their products, and we're going to show you, as a matter of fact. Now, with us from Remo is Amanda G. Hi, Amanda. Welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. Tell us what you're showing here at CE Week.
So some of the products we're showing right now is our Remo Bell. So it's also a video doorbell. It's wireless, works with batteries that last up to about 3 months. So this is our wired option. So some things, it works with the hard wiring already for your doorbell. And so because of that, it actually has some enhanced features that this one doesn't yet offer. So it has live on-demand streaming. So that means that you can stream live on-demand. It also means that the resolution is stronger, too. So this one is 720 HD. This one is full HD at 1080 resolution.
Oh, very good. So you're getting really the best quality possible. And you can look at your front door area anytime you choose, right?
Yes.
And I'm assuming it also detects motion and will alert you somehow as well?
Yes. So both of them will detect motion. And the way that it works is that all of our products send you alerts through our Remo Plus app. And so when a motion is detected or if a doorbell is rung, then it will send you like a push notification. you can open that up on your smartphone, and then you can then like talk with the person two-way.
Yeah, two-way conversation seems to help a lot. If it's someone legitimate at your door, that's fine. You know, the FedEx guy, oh, great, just leave it right there. We'll be home in a minute or something, and that's fine. And if not, it's can I help you? And you know, make sure that...
Scare them away as best as possible.
Exactly. In many cases, that's really what you got to do. But it does give you that peace of mind, right?
Yes. That's what we really want to do, give you peace of mind.
Gotcha. Now, a new product coming out along those same lines is an over-the-door camera. Tell me about this one from Remo.
Yeah, so actually our over-the-door camera, it's already been released on some markets since October, but kind of along the lines of we want to make smart security accessible to more people, more peace of mind. So if I can demonstrate over here. So it's an over-the-door camera, so the way it goes over. And it's actually a very ideal security option for rental properties because... If you look at rental properties, you usually can't use screws or wires because that will mess up the regulations. But because this one just flips, again, like over the door, it bypasses those regulations. And here you have like a smart security solution for home for non-homeowners as well.
And, of course, if you're not renting, if you own the home, it's still great if you don't want to have to worry about drilling any holes or replacing a peephole. Some of those cameras do an adequate job. This probably does a whole lot better. And with this camera, you're seeing quite a large area, right?
Correct. It has a 160-degree field of area. So this will allow you to be able to see, like, people who are coming to your phone, coming to your door. Just like for the other ones, it's motion detection. So someone comes to your door. Receives a motion alert. You receive it on your phone. Open it. Two-way conversation.
And let me just show for Chris shooting the video. Check out the back. So this is the piece that would just be hanging on the door, and it's wireless as well. Connects to your Wi-Fi, I'm assuming.
Correct. And yes, actually, I'm glad they talked about the back piece because there's actually some very cool features there too. So we actually have our battery pack on the inside of the house. So if you're living in like a cold area like New York or a very humid area, you can change the battery pack just by sliding it off, and you don't have to leave the comfort of your home, as well as the Wi-Fi chip is on the inside of the house. So most outdoor cameras, the Wi-Fi chip is on the outside because the camera is outside, it's not over the door. Because the Wi-Fi chip is on the inside, that means you have enhanced Wi-Fi connection because it doesn't get interfered with all the building materials that usually get in the way.
Oh, good point. So you're not going through the door or through walls, which other devices of a similar nature have that issue. It's already inside your house, very conveniently connected to your own Wi-Fi.
Correct, yes.
And very easy. You can see now over the door. Oh, whoop. As I'm almost knocking it, it is going over the door and off the table. But you can see how easy it is to simply put it over the door and then close the door. And then you've got your Remo door cam ready to go. And you say this is on the market, and for how much?
So $199.
Okay, $199. So for $200, you've got that peace of mind very readily available. And soon, I'm told, before the holidays, the Remo Bell cam will be available.
Yeah, so that's our Remo Bell W, and that will be out for $199 as well. This one is already out already. It's for $149.
Okay, terrific. And a website that we can remind people is remoplus.co, yeah?
Correct, yes.
Okay, terrific. Well, Amanda G., thanks for spending a few minutes with us here during CE Week.
Thank you, Dave. It was good talking to you.
It's my pleasure. Stay tuned for much more from CE Week in New York City, right here on Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113. 800-665-6113.
865-6113.
While Into Tomorrow continues with highlights from New York City and CE Week, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
If you don't get our free once-a-week tech newsletter, what on earth are you waiting for? Not only do we have tech news, but we've got a little listing of what's on the show, some thoughts to make you smile, lots of jam-packed information for you. All you need to do is visit intotomorrow.com, put your email address only in the little box that pops up, and you'll get it. It's that easy. Quick, what number to call for the summer giveaway?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Our next guest has got some really cool stuff. Wait until you hear about and see these things. And what caught Chris's attention as we walked by their exhibit, ooh, Ford Mustang radio. Well, we're predominantly radio. They got our attention. Keith is the brand manager with Ion Audio. Hey, Keith, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you joining us, too, because of the neat things that you guys do have to talk about. Let's start with the Ford Mustang radio that's more than a radio, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. So just to be clear, you know, Ion Audio, we really specialize in turntables and Bluetooth speakers, just making them fun and trying to give customers just something exciting about the products, you know. So we partnered with Ford, and we have an official Ford license with this. So, you know, we have the Ford classic Ford Mustang styling on this turntable and the stereo that we have over here. So starting with the turntable, aside from the really cool look about it that caught your attention, and this has been a huge hit at the show, by the way, we give you four-in-one solution all in this one little centerpiece, you know. So it's a turntable with three speeds. You also have the AM/FM radio on the front. You have an aux in, so if you want to play music from your phone or another audio source, you can do that. And there's a USB port.
But wouldn't it be almost blasphemous to use your phone to be playing through such a cool-looking thing?
Well, not necessarily. You know, it's your centerpiece. It's going to look cool in the living room, and if you want to plug it in and play something else, if you don't have vinyl necessarily on you for that particular...
Because it's all about audio. So however you're getting it, enjoy it, right?
Exactly, exactly. And what's really cool about it, not only is the USB on the front going to play audio back if you have some songs on a USB stick, but you can also record your vinyl to the USB stick, which is really neat. And it has some built-in speakers on the side, so you have your audio right from there. But it also has aux out, so if you want it to plug in some other stereo equipment to get, you know, more sound out of it, you can do that as well. So really cool product. This also comes, I mean, you're seeing it in the red finish right now, but we do have a black finish also. We don't have it here at the show. We have some limited space at this table, but it's been a really cool product for us.
Availability and cost?
It is out now. You can find it for about $129 in stores, you know, maybe a little cheaper if you really shop around, but, you know, it's around that price point.
Okay, terrific. And what is this contraption that's another very cool-looking turntable? Again, you got to visit us intotomorrow.com. Check out the videos from CE Week. Very neat-looking, and I'm noticing the shape of music. G-clef, is it? Or
a treble clef.
Treble clef. I am not a musician, you can tell.
Yeah, for your musicians, you know, guitar players, whoever in your family has some vinyl, you have the two-speed turntable here, but it's battery-powered. You can hang it on a wall, and, you know, the record will turn, no problem. You know, there's a, you know, charge port here on the bottom, so when you do need to plug it in and keep the battery going, you can do that. But, yeah, it's just a... It's a fun, you know, college dorm. You know, you want to have a nice little decoration that's also, you know, serving a purpose. You can play your vinyl on it. So
many listeners have talked to us the last couple of years about the whole vinyl comeback, or in the case of millennials, vinyl.
Yeah.
And now they're just learning about it. Yeah, that's what we lived on before. What? You know, but it's a whole new resurgence, and you guys are providing some cool products to be able to play this vinyl.
Exactly.
If you can find it.
Exactly. And like I said, we've been doing turntables for quite a while now. We have all kinds of different models. These are the two we brought here. This is brand new. So I don't have a price for this just yet. I think we're shooting around $79 or so, you know, but you know, we try and do fun, you know, turntables like
this. I'd buy it just as a wall art piece because it's so cool looking. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, this, rumor has it, is for an aspiring, perhaps, blogger, YouTuber, or something of that nature. Tell me what this concoction is, this turret.
That's right. So just to be clear, this is actually a Marantz Professional piece, which is one of our sister brands. So this is not an Ion Audio product, but we brought it to the show because it was fitting and we want to support it. But this is your all-in-one streaming solution for your, you know, video bloggers, your, you know, Twitch guys, you know, YouTube, you know, whatever. You have a 1080p camera right here in the front, which does all the compression inside the unit. So, you know, when you plug it into your computer, you're not going to be bogging down your CPU or anything, which is great for the live videos because your computer's taking a lot of processing power to do that. So it does all that right here in the unit. You have the light ring, a couple of filters to, you know, change the temperature of the light for you. And it's also got a really good microphone, and that's all coming from one USB into your computer, so you're not really, you know, using up too much space on there.
Meanwhile, we spend millions of dollars in our studio to get this that is all in one. And is it available currently, and what does it cost?
It is. It's available currently. It's $299. And also, I mean, this is just your guy that's working from home and wants to do a video. You know, we made it so convenient to expand on it. You have a USB hub on the back, so if you wanted another camera plugged in or, you know, any other USB device that you're running out of space on your computer, we give you that to, you know, help you out and give you a little more real estate there.
Love it. And as we work our way quickly down the table, we've got yet another Ford Mustang radio. Is this just a radio, or is there more to it than this too?
There's a little more to it. Yes. You know, so the success we saw from the Mustang LP, we said we have to have a Bluetooth speaker that's portable. So it's got a built-in battery. You have the, you know, speakers built into it, and you also have a, you know, AM/FM tuner. So you can play, you know, a couple different ways also, but it's still got that really cool Mustang styling, and you know, it's there's just now shipping. MSRP is $109 on that, so, you know.
So it's an awesome radio as well.
It is, yes, yes.
And, of course, another great M-Audio microphone, and you're showing some Ion headphones that are no doubt real cool. And even if you're cranky, you got a crank radio, it looks like.
You do. This is our survival scout, which, you know, if you find yourself in a predicament where you don't have power, you have a solar panel on top, you have a dynamo crank to, you know, crank it up. You also have a USB port on the front if you want it to charge your phone, you're, you know, trying to make calls. But it also has the, you know, national weather alerts. So if you, you know, if there's a hurricane coming, you're going to get notified, you know, something's coming through. So it's just a really fun, handy, portable speaker. It's really well built. It's water resistant. So, you know, if you're going out and, you know, going camping or something, this is great just to keep your devices charged, listen to some music, have some fun. But it's also a really handy product to have with you in case of an emergency.
And a price availability on this?
Price on this, I want to say, is $129, but again,
give or take, yeah.
In stores, yeah.
Okay, cool. Also available at ionaudio.com?
Yes, you can check them out there as well.
Very fine. We'll, of course, link you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com, where you'll also see the video of all the interviews we're doing here at CE Week in New York. Keith, you're a delight to chat with. Keep making fun products, and we'll keep talking about them, because that's what it's all about.
Absolutely, and like I said, we have way more than this, so you guys are going to find something fun when you check it out online, and it'll be great. So.
Terrific. Again, Ion Audio, ionaudio.com, and we'll get you there, too. I'm Dave Graveline. More from New York City and CE Week as Into Tomorrow continues here on the Advanced Media Network.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112.
If you have questions about anything that you heard on today's three-hour broadcast from New York City at CE Week, we want to hear from you. We'll get answers for you, or we'll make them up, whatever the case. But we do want to hear from you. And when you're on the air, there you go. You qualify for the cool summer giveaway, plethora of goodies. What number?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Meantime, we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. You know, we've talked a lot over the years about phone grips, about the ability to have your phone where you can see it safely while driving. Not that you're looking at it, but navigation and just to be able to know what's going on and then deal with it when you're stopped or parked. Well, we found one that's literally an all-in-one grip. I mean, it does everything you could imagine, from suction cups to, I know you're not using your old CD player in the car. Well, they've got a mount that works with that. It's actually the same mount, just a different adapter of some sort. We're joined by Jacob from DE World is the company, Digital Energy, and they're doing an exclusive thing with Verizon. Jacob, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thanks, Dave. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. And it's finally appropriate that someone, you guys in this case, came out with a mount that does everything. Windshield, vent mount, dashboard, adhesive mount, CD slot mount. You thought of pretty much anywhere we'd need to put our phone in a car, and one mount can do any of them.
All of it. So listen, Dave, we realized there was one intrinsic issue with all the mounts that were out there. They were all very limited by where they could be placed in their car. Either you got the vent mount, either you got the CD slot. You get to your car, oh my God, my vent is round, this doesn't even fit there. Oh my God, my CD player will get right in the way of my screen, I don't know what's going on, I can't change my music. This is something that allows you to get to your car, you can put this on the windshield, you can put this on the dashboard, you have a CD mount, you have a vent clip, you have an extra little adapter, that's right there, but I know I don't want your guy to have to focus. Extra little adapter, you can put this guy wherever you need in the car and then post this to it. It really allows you to do whatever you need with your phone, put it wherever you want in the car. It really is the most versatile mount out there.
And the cool thing is, again, I can't seem to stress enough, everything is in the one box.
Everything is in this one box. You get it all. It's all right there. And you know what? Listen, for a product like this, what I think the main goal is that it's just something you don't want to pay attention to. You know, you want to be able to put it, let it be working, and then just be done with it. I want my phone there. I can use the GPS. I can whatever it is. I don't have to touch it. Most important, safety. And I don't want to have to think about it. I just want it to work. You know, I share a car sometimes. I can't have my CD vent blocked. You know what I mean? I want to use it, you know. But she likes it in, you know, she likes the CD mount. All right, fine. When I get in the car, I chuck that thing in the back. I put the dashboard on. You know what I mean? And it just really allows you to have all those options. And it really is an all-inclusive, all-in-one thing. It's brought to you by Verizon. We collaborated. We made this grip brand. And you can get it only at Verizon stores exclusively and online.
Okay, terrific. And what does it sell for?
It's actually going $29.99 exclusively at Verizon. That is a deal. I saw some vent clips for like $65. I was like, oh my goodness. And then it falls out of the vent.
You don't have to be a Verizon customer, just for information's sake, but go into a Verizon store and buy one, or online at Verizon, I guess, and buy it. For $30, you've got this all-in-one mount. Chances are that it's going to work in one or more of these places in your vehicle.
I'm certain about it, for sure. You can go on the Verizon website, into a Verizon store. You can check us out at watchmegrip.com. And I can almost guarantee you'll be happy with this thing. It's fantastic.
Well, Jacob, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us here at CE Week, and continued good luck. And I'm sure that you'll come up with even more cool designs available even more places.
For sure, Dave. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
It's our pleasure. So, again, the website is watchmegrip.com. I love it. And we'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.